City Police Gear Vault, 8 p.m. Taylor. I was on patrol Saturday night at approximately 8 o'clock. I followed a car north of town to Smith Point. And there's a little turn out there, and I went to turn around, and as I turned, I thought I seen a spotlight or a large floodlight over the channel. And I thought it was unusual for someone to be coming in that time of night. So I backed off the highway, and then I could see the blinking, a regular range light on the Whistling Buoy out there was below it. And I would say the other one looked to be about 30 or 40 feet above that, just at that range, which is about 2 miles. Then it started moving south. The one I seen the first was standing still. Then it started moving south, and it came to by Kinchlow Point, which is just a little hump in the sand dunes out there we call the point. It disappeared for just a little bit, and it was about just under the top of it. And then it reappeared between Kinchlow Point and Cape Mears. And then as it went on down, it went around Cape Mears, I would say just about even at the top of Cape Mears. And then I thought, well, it's some plane looking for something. I drove back to town, and I'd been in town approximately 15 minutes, and Officer Jacobus stopped and asked me if I'd seen any crazy lights. And I said, I hate to admit it, but I did. So then I went with him back to this same point. And while we were sitting there, they radioed from, evidently from down towards Neatarts, that it was heading back north. And then here it came. But that time it was quite high, I'd say in the neighborhood of 5,000 or 6,000 feet, and traveling quite a little bit faster. Well, then when it got almost even with us, we jumped in the car and drove to Rockaway. But when we got out on the beach there, we thought we'd seen it once. But if we did, it was real dim. And it would have been in a northwesterly position at that time. But the color, when I first seen it, was a kind of a greenish hue. I couldn't distinct any two colors to it. But as I watched it, then I couldn't tell whether it was flashing or just kind of dimming down and then picking up. Pretty regular. But it had, to me, a kind of a greenish hue, but I wear dark glasses, so.
All right, my name is Dennis Kruger. And I was working. I was on duty at KTIL at the time. And I had a phone call at around between 10:15 and 10:16 p.m. And these people said that they believed they seen they believed was a UFO, which would be approximately south from KTIL. So I told them to hang on a sec, and I ran outside. And I thought, you know, we get a few calls like this every once in a while, and so we'll check them out and go out and look, and if I see anything, fine, I'll call the boss, which let him worry about things. So I went around outside, and I seen this light in the sky, and as he described it to me over the phone, he said that it was a white light inside of a green ring. So when I went out, I probably had this in mind when I went outside, and this is what I believe I saw. So I ran inside, and I told him, if you would like to hang on a sec, I'd like to call my boss, because we had just been talking about this the night before. So he said he'd hang on, so I called Bob Douglas, and anyway, after I talked to Mr. Douglas, and I'd called the sheriff's department, and then they sent their deputy out here. And we watched it for, at least an hour, if not over, because the last time we had seen it, my wife and I, she was sitting inside in this room where we're sitting, watching it out through the window with the lights shut off, and fog definitely was what obscured our vision. But it was at 11:27, because I marked the time exactly. You couldn't distinguish any shape at all, or I couldn't. I heard no sound.